Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Welcome back to our part two sit down with the one, the only Miss Margaret Josephs. And if you haven't heard part one, that aired last Monday. That's correct, last Monday, which was May 2nd. So check out part one first. Now you can listen to part two, which is about to follow, before you listen to part one. But don't you want to hear a full hour and a half chat about this season of RHONJ? So check out part one first. We really just talk all about this season, the reunion, Teresa, Louis. There's so much to unpack. There's so much to unpack, you guys. And of course, this is Behind the Velvet Rope. So I got some questions, which I don't necessarily know if my good friend Margaret Josephs expected. I got some questions about next season. I hear some rumors about casting and this and that, and I kind of go there. So check out part one, which aired last Monday, May 2nd. And now stay tuned for part two. And yes, we also talk about the whole fact that the whole world thinks I was the blogger and blah, 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 because I mean, that is kind of funny. But really, it's not about me. It's about Margaret. Part two, listen in right now.
It does not validate what she did to me.
No.
I'm sorry, it doesn't. It just doesn't.
When there's glass and there's things being thrown, I think that's...
Yeah. I mean, if she threw a drink at me, I'd get wet. It wasn't that. She threw an entire table of food. She cleared the table. Glass could have broken. What would have happened if my face got cut? What if I had, you know, anything could have happened.
Yeah. And you would think like if anyone really did something like this without producers or security, I don't know what the results would be in the real world.
You don't know. You don't know.
Do you think at times Dolores is too loyal to Teresa? You know, like we all know she wasn't invited.
No, it's not that loyal. I think she gives her a pass because she knows her a long time. I think sometimes she gives her a pass, but I just, they have a long history. I think Dolores and I have a very intimate relationship. We have a very special intimate relationship. I think I have a special intimate relationship with most of my friends. Because that's the type of person I am. I think that's why I might have a hard time, because I think Teresa does put that block up. I think, you know, she'll say, well, then you're not my friend if you don't know that. You're not my friend if you don't know that. To be, you know, well, then I feel like you're not my friend if you can't be intimate with me and be vulnerable and be yourself.
Do you think like Teresa's ever been vulnerable with you?
I do. I think when I first met her, she was very vulnerable with me. I think she's a hard time being vulnerable. I understand. I'm not going to say she's done a lot for this show. She's done a lot. She has revealed herself. She's revealed her life. I don't know why she thinks I'd want to twist something and hurt her. She could have said anything to me. She could have, instead of like pushing me on blocking, she could have said, it's like, hey, this stuff is concerning. I'm worried about it, but I love him. And I so want this to work out. You know, she could have said anything and it would have been great. But the way she, I don't know, it's very weird. The whole thing's very weird to me.
If she said to you like off camera, like, listen, can you just ease up?
If she said off camera, could you just ease up, or just like, you know what? I really love him. I'm scared. I'm this, I'm that. I would have said, how can we fix this? If you talk about it, it could be better, you know, look good in the light, you know, don't lie on camera would be the first thing I would say, which I tried to say, but that didn't work. I mean, to the point of just like when we were at Jennifer's house and she left with the producers and then she came back and said nothing was wrong. I mean, we all just saw it.
Do you think that she is reacting so harshly towards you because she truly knows that something is amiss, possibly?
I think she's reacting so harshly. No, I think she really, no, I don't think she thinks that. I think she's reacting so harshly to me because she truly wants to block everything out and doesn't want anyone to talk about it. She doesn't want anyone talking about her life. I think she goes through life, you know, with blinders on and doesn't want anybody talking about it. And she doesn't want to know about it. She doesn't want to know about anything. She doesn't.
I agree with that, but isn't that kind of possibly what landed her in jail?
You know what? I think she signed it. You know, I defended her. I do believe she didn't know what she was signing and everything else. Yes, I do. Listen, I don't like to speculate what later. I know I don't blame her. That wasn't of her own doing. I would love her. Listen, I'm brutally honest with myself, like painfully honest with myself. I have to know every dirty detail of everything in my own life where it's like painful, right? That's me. She's the exact opposite.
And I'm not shading her because people think I shade her too. I'm just saying, like, if you talk about growth, like if that is really not knowing, like, you know what I mean? Like, and kind of having blinders on with one listen, relationship.
By the way, listen, and like how she goes, he has a past. It's okay. Everyone could have a past. People could change. People could work on themselves. But just, you know, not discussing anything is weird to me.
And you don't think she, you think it's just blinders. You don't think she secretly feels, I don't know, like I have a doubt and that's why I'm so angry about this now.
Nope. You know what? No, she's just not like that. I don't think she's like that. I think she doesn't think about those things. I think she thinks one way and that's it.
And so how did you and Louie get to a point of, he has less of a problem with you than she does?
I think Louie clearly is more therapeutic because he works on himself. I think Louie could see a bigger picture of, I'm sure, watching what's going on and seeing that being authentic, you know, honest and upfront is better. I don't, and I think, you know, when he looks back, I mean, you know, Teresa's probably like, don't talk to her. Don't say anything. She's evil. She's that. She's this, that. And I think he probably still was like, hey, maybe if you know, we say it the right way, we're not, you know, public opinion of me will be better. I think, you know, he's, you know, just a little more savvy.
Do you think he was shocked? Like, listen, I mean, not if you're not in this world.
This is not easy for someone who's never been in the public eye before. It's not.
You need a thick skin.
You need a thick skin. And I mean, for him to be with her and think that this is going to be, you know, easy and everyone's going to just like, you know, love you in this is just not going to happen. So I feel like this guy didn't know what he was in for. You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate. You know, that's a little rough.
Yeah. Like it's never going to be 100% positive. And I
know nothing is, and I don't think she helped the cause.
And I don't think he knew what he was getting into, but I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah. And when she says he didn't sign up for it, he did sign up for it. He did sign up for it. He did sign the release. Everybody who's on the show has to sign the release or you're not on the show. And I'm sure there was frustrating moments and he, you know, no one wants to look bad or not be, look favorable in the public eye. And of course, when you go on a show, all your dirty laundry comes out and, you know, some of it's exaggerated, of course. that's a given. Some stuff is made up, some stuff, you know, no one, you know, lawsuits, obviously, you know, there's stuff of public record, there's this, there's that. It's painful. It's painful to live it. But I think being on a platform, you have the opportunity to tell your side of the story. And that was the beauty of trying to discuss it. You could tell your side of the story, but you know, that went down the tubes.
Do you think he would, they did go down the tubes. Do you think he would ever be the one to kind of like come to you and say, listen, I like peace, love, love, love. I'm going to go out of my way and I'm going to try to get you and Teresa to sit in a room. And
I think that he would probably be the one to do it. I think he would be probably more genuine about it than she would be. I think, you know, it's funny. I don't know what's going to happen. I do feel, you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
I mean, again, I know nothing is announced, but again, I'm telling you, you're all coming back. Anyone that's a full-time housewife, I just go back to picturing. We don't have a 6-month break. I mean, it's filming in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks when you guys start, you know, I just am like picturing this a whole season of two people being in a room and just saying hello and goodbye to each other.
I think she just doesn't have things with me. I think she is healing to do with a lot of people. I do. I think there's a lot. And I think when everybody sees the entire reunion, everyone will see why.
Do you think, I mean, this, and I guess Melissa's just used to it at this point. Like, I mean, being in between.
Yeah, why should she be used to it? Why? I mean, how long does that have to go on?
Right. Like at some point, there is an argument. And again, I'm not coming for Teresa, but there is an argument that your sister-in-law runs after you. Like it's really clear what your brother and sister are doing. And right. It's not like, you know, when Jennifer called Joe a crook, and I mean, at some point it's almost like you throw your hands up and you're like, I just give up. Right.
I think Melissa has shown that she's a good sister-in-law. I think she's devoted. I think she has kept her mouth shut. I think she doesn't engage, and things, and I think she's underappreciated.
I think so.
But a lot of times, I mean, based on some things that were said, I think Melissa and Joe have proven to be very loving, good in-laws. I don't care what anyone says. I've seen it myself firsthand.
What about, I mean, it's a public fact. I mean, everyone knows that Teresa had an engagement party, you know, Dolores wasn't there, you know, Dina Manzo's like Teresa's good friend. The rumor is, you know, Dina doesn't want anyone there that's associated with Carolyn Manzo. And I mean, is that like Teresa basically choosing Dina over Dolores?
Teresa said it was that they only had couples there, which, and she does, you know, they only wanted couples they socialize with. I think that's insane. Cause at one point Teresa was single. So how would she feel if she was singled out? And Dolores isn't single. She is fabulous, Paulie. So I find that not very nice, but that's my, you know, that's my opinion. Obviously Teresa could have who she wants there, but she's known Dolores a very long time.
I saw that she said that too, and I didn't really.
Find that a little weird.
Yeah.
I do find that very odd. I mean, clearly I wouldn't be there, but I am amazing at a party. I am a lot of fun.
Listen, I've been to many of your parties.
I could stay out all night.
I've been to many of your parties. You know how to throw a good party. And apparently, you know, coming to a party of yours is taboo if you run a podcast.
Yes, yes. And I throw a great party.
Oh my gosh. I told you, your pride party that they showed this past season was one of like the best parties of like the past.
They didn't show it, which is upsetting. It made the trailer, but it didn't make the cut. And it was an amazing party and fabulous. And Teresa was there and everybody was there. Jennifer wasn't there, but we had Tina Burner. It was a sick, sick event. We danced all night.
It did make the trailer though. I know, I'm like, why is this in the trailer and nowhere else?
I know, piss me off.
What do you, so you and Louis, it's decent, but it's okay.
Listen, he's a grown up. You know what I mean? That's what I could say.
Do you think that just let's fast forward, because I'm wishing Teresa the best. You know, like, just like you say, we all... Listen,
everybody knows what she's been through. No one wished her ill. That's right. The sick... You know, people say the craziest things. I'm going to say this. These are the kind of comments I get. You're jealous. What am I jealous of? I just want... Could someone please tell me what I'm jealous of? You know what? I'm going to be honest. She has not had an easy life. No one would wish that upon their worst enemy, the things that she has been through. So why would I be jealous of that? That's the first thing. Okay? That's yes. A fact. There's nothing to be jealous of. Okay? So I want her to be happy. She has been through horrible things. Everybody wants good things for her. I am very blessed. Okay? I am very blessed. I have an amazing ex-husband who I'm very close with. I have an amazing husband who I'm madly in love with. He is fabulous. I have an amazing group of women I work with. I have my company. I keep my children private off the show. Granted, you know, I admitted I had some issues with, you know, two of my stepchildren. Thank God we're down to only an issue with one of my stepchildren. You know, out of six kids, you know, one. Okay.
That's not so bad.
Not so bad. You know, I've created a beautiful life for myself. I've worked very hard on myself. I'm not a person who is jealous. If you say something to someone that you don't like, that doesn't mean you're jealous. It's just, people are insane. You know, everybody creates the life for themselves that they want. We're all very blessed on the show, you know, with the lives that we've created. And I don't think anybody's jealous of anybody else.
I know we have a lot of fun here and talk about reality TV and all the drama, but at the end of the day, listen, what really matters in our lives is our relationships, especially those with significant others. In times like this, more than ever, having someone you can trust and talk to is so important, but even the best relationships hit bumps in the road. That's why I find Talkspace so important. Talkspace Therapy gives you unlimited access to a licensed therapist so you can clear up the confusion and focus on what matters most, being the best person and partner you can be. I mean, I'll be the first to admit I am not good at relationships. And Talkspace, listen, whether you're married for years or re-entering the dating scene or just trying to get comfortable with being single, talking to a therapist can really help. Join Talkspace today and start the journey to happier, healthier relationships. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code VELVET at sign up. That's $100 off Talkspace.com, promo code VELVET.
Well, staring into Zooms 5 days a week hosting this podcast really has got me very critical about every inch of my face and my hair. And really, that's why I started using Whey. Now, let me tell you about this. Whey's thick and full supplements are amazing. They're vegan. They're once-a-day supplements with zero flavor in a good way. And they support thicker, fuller, and healthier hair. Something that's really important to me. They help reduce the appearance of shredding and support hair strength. Now, also something that I live and swear and die by is Whey Scalp Serum. The scalp serum, I've noticed, not only does it help my hair feel stronger, but it helps it look fuller. Hello, through like a healthy, hydrated, and balanced scalp. Both of these products for me have worked wonders, and I have found them to be a great solution for promoting the appearance of thicker, fuller, and healthier hair. So now when I stare at myself all day interviewing all these guests, I'm a little happier with what I see. Grow all the way with Whey Scalp Serum and thick and full supplements. Go to theouai.com and use code VELVETROW to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at theouai.com, code VELVETROW. Do you think there's anything about me which is a calm, relaxed, chilled out person by nature? I mean, do you? I'm waiting for the answer. No. And I've tried so many things to help me calm down and to help me sleep. Warm baths, candles, everything else. None of it works. The thing that has helped me more than anything is the Calm app. It's the number one mental wellness app that gives you the tools to improve the way that you feel. So the Calm app for me helped me reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations. They have these curated music tracks that you listen to, and they just help you like rest and recharge. And they also have imaginative sleep stories. So it's actually helped me sleep. It's just awesome. Takes the edge off, guys. Now, for listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription. You go to calm.com/velvetrobe. You go to C-A-L-M.
comms.com/velvetrope for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's comms.com/velvetrope.
And it's the opposite. Like, you know, you're just saying, don't you want to just look under door number two in case there's something in this part, you know?
That's a good line. Look under door number two. Look under every door. You know, we're not young anymore. This isn't our first rodeo. That's what it is. This isn't our first rodeo. It's not about Louie. It's about yourself and the life that you've created. Like saying, I would tell anybody, sign a fucking prenup. You've created a big life for yourself. I don't care if he has more, you have more, whatever it is. Things can change on a dime. Okay? It's very simple. And that's all it is. Protect yourself. He should protect himself. Everybody protects themselves. Then you guys decide what's going to happen. I mean, it's nonsense. I love that. Look under door number two. Good job.
Go call my good friend Lala Ken, you know, who's only dating now with a private investigator. She has one. She's admitted this. She will not date without someone going through her PI. Go do that. There's no harm in it, right?
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
So just, you're wishing Teresa good luck. We're all hoping it works out, but let's just assume like in 5 years or whatever many years, it doesn't. Like this was, your warnings were heeded. Do you think then a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, Teresa would say, you know what, Margaret, I'm sorry for this particular, like, wow, you tried to warn me.
No, I don't. And I don't want to be right. You know what? I don't want to be right. Now, do I ever think she would say that? No. And to be honest, this is something I don't want to, you know, not be right about. It's just everyone has to protect themselves. At a certain age, you have to protect yourself. I don't ever think she would say that. That's not her thing. She doesn't want anybody else to be right. She doesn't ever want to be sorry. And I don't want to be right about this.
Listen, they say that Bethany Frankel can't say I'm sorry or I'm wrong. They say that about Lisa Vanderpump.
Bethany Frankel even said she needs a prenup.
Yeah, she did. Anyone getting married in...
That's on him too. He should want one.
I don't know how you get married in today's day and age without a prenup. You know so what it
is. Okay, marriage, you have to sign a marriage license. It's a contract. And a contract means business. I'm sorry. It just is. No one wants anything bad to happen. I should have had one when I got... I didn't have one the first time I got married. And you want to know something? It didn't turn out in my best interest.
No.
At all.
It's just, like, I don't care how in love you are. It's so stupid.
It is.
Not to have one. Do you, listen, so there is this narrative out there now also, this rumor that Teresa, people watch, they could see she's done. She's not happy. She wants to leave the show. She wants a spinoff. Love, love, love. It'll be called love, love, love for all I know. It'll be with Gia and her and Louie that Teresa is just done. The people can see it in her eyes. She wants off this show and she wants a spinoff. Do you think that's true?
Do I think I'm sure she would love a spinoff. I don't know. I don't think it's happening.
You don't?
Okay. I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
Do you think... You don't see it happening.
You know, I think I'm sure she would love it. But I mean, what else? What would be happening? What would be happening? I don't know what would be happening there. I just feel like she's good in an ensemble. She needs other people to play off on. But I think she's tired. Of course she's tired. She's done this for a long time. I think this season drained her.
Do you think she wants to leave the show?
I don't know. I don't know what she wants. I know. I don't really know. It's funny. I don't know. I don't know what she wants. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I mean, after the last episode, yeah, you have to decide. Everyone else has to decide that.
I mean, you know, we also saw on the last episode, like Louie saying to her, come on, let's leave. Let's get out of here. We don't need these people.
Uh-huh.
That seems like foreshadowing of like, he's on board. Like, let's just ditch this whole RHONJ thing.
I know. That was a heated moment. Let's go back to our 50,000 square foot house. I mean, all those things were said. I was a little shocked when I saw that. I was shocked when I saw that back. Listen, I'm sure sometimes she's like, you know, take me away from all this. And at other times, this is the only thing she's known for so many years. But, you know, Housewives isn't forever.
No, it's not forever for anyone. What shocked you when you watched that back?
I was shocked that was said. I was like, whoo! I didn't expect that to come out.
And but you don't...
It's definitely out of frustration. I was a little shocked.
And you don't see, you know, listen, a lot of spinoffs do well. We had Don't Be Tardy went on for a long time. We have Vanderpump Rules, 9 seasons. I mean,
that's true. Vanderpump Rules is an ensemble, though. Vanderpump Rules is an ensemble. Candy and Gang, also ensemble of other people. Candy's not the main character. It's ensemble. You know, Don't Be Tardy was, you know, Kim and Croy and everything else. I don't see it, but we'll see.
Do you think that... Because some say no. Do you think that, like, it's an ensemble? If Teresa did leave, could RHONJ go on just the same?
Yeah, I think we'd be fine. I think, because it's an ensemble. I think we'd get more women, and I think everything evolves. I mean, Atlanta has carried on. Other shows have lost the people they've started with. And I think, you know, New Jersey... The Garden State is not going to fall down.
The Garden State is not going to fall down if Teresa...
The Garden State won't fall down.
If Teresa leaves. Do you think, I mean, it keeps coming up, like you look at these people that maybe are not so close with Teresa from the past, you know, I mean, the most vocal being Caroline Manzo. I don't think Caroline is coming back anytime soon, but like, do you think that would just be the jolt that Teresa needs? I mean, Caroline don't play.
No, she doesn't play. I don't even know. So what is? I don't think Teresa needs a jolt. I think she needs I would love to have Caroline. I think she's great. I think she was great on the show. I would love to see her come back. I don't think Teresa needs a jolt. I don't think it's a jolt. I think she needs to reevaluate what's important. I think it was a rough season for her, and I think she has to figure out how to move forward. That's all. I think it's hard. I think she had a rough season. I think she has to just think about it of, you know, how we could all be, you know, I think there's a lot of figuring out to do. A lot of healing and figuring out. I don't know.
Well, listen, I don't want you to lose your job.
I'm not psychic. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You're not psychic. And I know you don't want to commit and who's coming back. And I'm telling you, everyone's coming back, but I don't want you to lose your job. There's also the rumor, so you don't have to confirm anything, but just let's go down my narrative that there's this rumor now we're looking for another new housewife. 2 years ago, we looked, we had Michelle Pace. This past season, we had Tracy. Love Tracy. Rumor is Tracy's not going to, unfortunately, be back. So let's just assume that I'm correct and there's no Tracy coming back and Michelle Pace didn't work out. Why is it so hard? Other franchises have cast changes of main members. Why is it so hard to infiltrate? Jersey has not had a change in a long time, and new people that have come in have not worked out. Why is this group so hard to infiltrate with new members?
I think it's so hard to infiltrate because we are all genuine friends and we're very strong personalities. And I just think that's what it is, just because we are all genuine friends. And I think that's why the emotions run so deep. So when anybody says it, I mean, we see each other all year round. It is true. We see each other all year round. We socialize. The husbands, we have husbands that are good friends. Joe, Frank, and Joe work together all the time. Evan and Joe, my Joe, go out to dinner. Everybody socializes. So this is real emotions. I think this is hard. I don't know if any other franchise has the bond that we have all year round. I think that's really what it is. And I think that's why it's hard to infiltrate.
I can't think of any other franchise right now that really hangs out when they're not filming, honestly.
We have the husbands, and the husbands have helped secure that bond for all of us, because the husbands are on a group chat together. I think it's tough.
What does Joe say about, listen, the husbands have their own live show now. Like, does Joe enjoy his, you know?
Yeah, Joe enjoys it. This is the second part of his life. I mean, did he ever think when he got together with me that he's going to be on TV and do all this craziness? I mean, no, so for him, it's fun. You know, he thinks it's funny when people are like, I get a shit stirring, a white dress. He thinks it's hilarious. He doesn't take it seriously, you know, seriously. He's like, this is a good time.
You mean when he met you, he didn't think... He didn't think he was going to be on a Vegas stage, like.
He doesn't think he's a big superstar, you know, or anything like that.
On a House Husbands tour.
House Husbands. So funny.
What about, you know, as they, you know, this, like we said, it's a hard group to infiltrate. As they cast, you know, or look for another housewife, do you think there's this rumor also out there that, you know, Teresa is, other than Jennifer, kind of on an island by herself, that if someone's going to be brought in, it would be someone for Teresa to film with, or a friend of Teresa's? That narrative is out there.
I don't know. Well, you know, whoever they wanted for her last year, obviously, where that rumor that other girl was going to be around. I mean, you know, she hit the cutting room floor like a ton of bricks.
That didn't quite work out.
No. And, you know, she was posting all over and nasty comments to me. I was like, please.
They all post.
You were like the toilet paper on the bottom of my shoe.
They all post too soon. It's just like, just wait to see how it plays out, guys.
It's true.
When I decided to partner with Dame Products after hearing so many great things about them, you know Dame, that company that helps you discover your pleasure with their thoughtfully engineered toys. Well, they decided to send me a bunch of samples. Now, when these products arrived, I happened to have three of my friends over. Literally, I've never seen a cat fight between these three friends of mine. They are speaking now, but it was touch and go there for a minute. So listen, everyone went home with something. So, you know, but listen, one of my friends went home with the Eva. Now, the Eva, let's be honest, sex is better when everyone is enjoying themselves. The Eva is the first hands-free vibrator for couples. So she's in a relationship, so she got the Eva. That makes sense. Another one of my friends who isn't in a relationship, she took home the Palm. Palm is kind of like the opposite of the Eva. It's, you know, something you use when you're alone. My last friend who was there, don't feel sorry for her. She took home the Arc. It's a strong curve vibrator that finds, well, the perfect spot. And the best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days. So your satisfaction is literally guaranteed, ladies. Listen, power up your pleasure with the Palm, the Eva, or any of their other toys from Dame Products. That's D-A-M-E. Go to dameproducts.com and enter code VELVETROPE today for 15% off site-wide. That's Dame Products, DAME.com. Enter code VELVETROPE and get 15% off site-wide. Being is reality TV for your ears. That's right. Instead of watching it on your screen like we love to do with The Real Housewives every week, now you can listen. That's right. Being is an innovative new audio format like no other podcast you ever heard. You listen in on people's lives. That's right. This season, it's Being Trans. Meet Chloe, Jeffrey, Mariana, and Sai. Over the course of 6 episodes, you get to be a fly on the wall. And what do we love better? For their most intimate conversations and unscripted raw moments. It really is like what we do and watch on the TV. We now can listen in podcast format. It's such a genius idea, really. Listen, you'll ride alongside all of these wonderful people as they handle health, family, relationships, love lives, friendships, and of course, there's drama and everything else that comes from living life as a transgender person in Los Angeles. From Lemonada Media's Being Studios, this is an audio reality version of what we all love. This is Being Trans. Being Trans is out now wherever you get your podcasts. What about, people have referenced Louis' sisters? I guess he has two sisters, someone told me, that are...
Heard anything like that. I think that would be torture for them. I doubt they want that.
After watching all of this.
Yeah, I don't think they want that headache.
Do you think, I mean, someone that if someone were to come in, they would need to be a strong personality. I think that's part of it.
A strong personality. Someone whose husband could get along with the husband. So listen, we need a confident woman. We just need a confident, authentic, fun woman. That's it. You know, who gets along with, you know, six psychos.
So for all those hopefuls out there that have friends of all of you, just be confident and be ready.
Not somebody who is so obsessed with the show, who thinks they know what they want. Just someone who's themselves. That's it. It's not about being a fan of the show. You could be a fan of the show, obviously, but that's not what it's about. Just be yourself.
That's the problem, I think, with housewives in general today, that people come in too studied.
Yeah, like I watched New York. I wasn't a big Jersey watcher. I just wasn't. I watched the first two or three seasons when, you know, on and off, and that was it.
Well, that probably helped.
Oh, yeah. I think it totally helped because I didn't know what was going on.
Ari, do you watch any other shows on Bravo are you just so busy with your business and everything else?
Well, we watch on Peacock. We love Miami. Very big Miami watchers. We were definitely watching that. We watched Potomac. We definitely watched Potomac because that was killer. What else were we watching? Let me think. I'm like so out of it. Oh, Joe loved Shaws. We're going to be very sad if that doesn't come back.
RIP Shaws, because Shaws was so good.
Shows. Joe, big Shaws watcher, you know, MJ, Reza, we love them. What else were we watching? I'm trying to think. You know, I go back and forth on Summer House, In and Out. What else? I'm trying to think what else I would watch all the time.
Girls Trip.
Oh, Girls Trip. Obviously, I watch Girls Trip. When that comes, you know, when the second Girls Trip comes out with Dorinda and my girls, ooh, I can't wait to watch that. But Tamara's on there. I cannot wait.
That's going to be, Girls Trip? I assume Girls Trip.
I would kill it on a Girls Trip.
It's a free vacation, Margaret. I mean,
it's never a vacation when you're filming the whole time. You're up at the crack of dawn with the camera in your face.
And Girls Trip 2 is going to be pretty
amazing. I cannot wait.
What about the fact that, you know, we just had executive producer Carlos King who did Atlanta, and
he's coming out the talk show, which I'm so excited for him.
He's coming out with a talk show. What about the fact that he just came up with his top 10 housewives of all times? Teresa is number 2 and Danielle Staub is number 10. Do we have any thoughts on this, Margaret?
Who else was on there?
Nene is number 1. Bethany is number 3. Kenya Moore is definitely on there. I don't know if she's number 4. Giselle is on there. And there's nobody from Beverly Hills on there because I had a word with him about that. And I can't remember everyone else. But I know, Ramona is on there somewhere.
Of course. Was Dorinda on there?
No. She is not on there.
Did you put on anyone from Potomac? Oh, Giselle.
Just Giselle. Yep. Nobody from Beverly Hills.
OC?
Vicky. Just Vicky. That's probably her almost 10-ish.
Danielle. Well, listen, she is iconic. I'm not going to say she wasn't. She was iconic. She made a big statement. She did. I'm not going to say anything bad about her. I mean, to the fact is that it doesn't even matter because she is. She's made a big splash. She goes down in history.
What do you think people still have wrong about you? You know, after 5 seasons, what do you think are the misconceptions?
The only thing is about children, that you don't have kids, you don't know about kids, you don't care about kids. I care about kids so much that I don't mention my children's names. I keep them out of the public eye. And that, you know, my whole life is really about my children, and that, you know, I'm not a mother. Of course, I'm a biological child. I think that's the biggest misconception. People think because I don't show that part of my life. Listen, my kids are out of the house. They don't live here. They are adult children. That, you know, I'm heartless. I don't care about people's children. No, that's not true. I spent most of my life raising my kids and doing things. And so I think that's what is the biggest misconception. And, but that's fine because I've spent a good amount of time being protective of my children, and that's okay. And that's the most important thing to me. So let them all think that.
Was it hard this season, particularly with Gia? I know that became a thing.
Yeah, because listen, she's younger than my youngest child. And I was just like, I'm not going to yell at, you know, Gia, I love her. I'm upset that she gets upset. Of course she wants to be protective mother, but I'm never going to yell at a young girl. I'm not going to argue with a 21-year-old girl. I was shocked. I was like, what are you doing? And I'm not going to bring someone's child into an argument.
I thought I know editing is everything, but that locker room, that bathroom scene where I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen a mother more proud of a child. I mean, I think Teresa was like,
Teresa even says, I'm proud. She defends her mother. I would be to my child, please don't get my fights. This isn't for you. I want you to be okay. Thank you for feeling you need to protect me, but that's not your job. And that's not your job.
That's what you would have said.
That's what I would say. That's not your job. And I understand why you feel that way, but you know what, this isn't for you. You know what? I want to protect you from this. That's what I would say. And that's the way I feel.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean,
what else do you feel is left unsaid? I mean,
feel like I said it all. A lot of things are, I think it's hard. I think everybody's children who are exposed to this do get hurt if they're on camera, if they're not. I think being a public figure is very difficult. I think everybody has dirty laundry. I think let's not be too judgmental. I think part of being on the show is having a difference, of opinion. Everybody comes from a different place, but if you have a dirty backyard, don't throw stones. It depends what it is. It's like, listen, I've had lawsuits. I'm not throwing a stone at anybody else who has a lawsuit. I understand lawsuits and business lawsuits. I'm never going to talk about Louis having a business lawsuit. I'm not going to talk about anybody having a business lawsuit. For the fact is, I know it happens. I know it happens in business. I know that's being, someone who has a business. It happens in business. I'm not going to talk about it with someone else. It's just very simple. But like when I talk about someone else's drinking, you're right. I could talk about someone else's drinking. I don't drink. I am very above board. I've witnessed my mother drinking. I've been very honest about my mother's drinking. So I can talk about it. It's very simple. You know, you can't talk. If you want to talk about my infidelity, I never bragged. Everyone's like, you bragged about your relationship with Joe. You did this, you did this. I'm going to tell you why it was a hypocrisy. That's the only thing. I was very honest about my relationship. It's not bragging and everything else. If you're protecting your husband's infidelity, don't talk about someone else's. If you are so concerned.
Right.
That's what it is. And I think that's where it is. So I also think the thing on the show is, it's just like, if you have the same shit, don't be judging someone else's. That's it. That's the one thing on the show. If you have the same stuff, if you had, it's very simple. I think that's just the craziest thing ever.
I mean, that makes sense. Like if I had something I really didn't want to come out, I probably wouldn't be speaking about it.
Or even if it did, or relate it to something, or just say, it's just like, I've suffered with that. That's why it's painful for me. Or just be understanding there. Just like I said, it's hard for me to watch you drink because I had it with my mother. At least I tell you where the trigger is from. I think it's weird to pretend everything's perfect, and then attack somebody else for the same behavior you protect so fiercely.
You seems like the worst thing from this season is the reunion stuff that was said that is bigger than the show, that it sounds like you really can't come back from. But what was a positive, like what was the best thing to happen this season? Let's end on a positive note.
The best thing to happen this season was celebrating Marge Sr.'s 75th birthday, because it's also very of the moment with everything going on with the Ukraine, everything else. I think people could see, a little bit of Marge Sr.'s journey and just celebrate her 75th birthday. That was so sweet. That was such a feel good episode. I'm just going to say it's also the top rated the season so far.
I know that because Marge Sr. told me that. She's like, do you know that my episode was the highest rated? And
take it, all the credit, Marge Sr.
She's because like,
it was so sweet. It was so loving. Everybody was in such a good mood to be there. And it was a really nice night.
Listen, it was another great night. And I'm sorry that I've caused you any drama from being there.
I can give two shits. I think it's so funny. Everyone's so psycho. And all these people who make up all this nonsense and such assholes. I could care less.
It's like a 1 + 1 = 2 people. It does not equal 3. Like, you're looking way into things.
I know. I love it. Let them. I say what they want. I don't care.
People. Exactly. Is there anything else you want to cover that I didn't bring up? Anything you want to say in closing words?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Just follow my podcast for entrepreneurial stuff, not pop culture. Caviar Dreams Tuna Fish Budget comes out twice a month, which is great.
We have You've had lots of great guests.
We've had a lot of great guests and, you know, a lot of great entrepreneurs. And that's it. And then, you know, keep tuning in because we got the reunion to finish up.
We have to finish the reunion.
Our reunion.
Can you confirm or deny all these rumors that Mr. Joseph Gorga walks off the reunion set?
Didn't he confirm?
I think he kind of confirmed. Yeah.
I go with whatever Joe Gorga says.
I
don't like to really, you know, say anything.
Listen, I don't want to cost you your job. Well, everyone needs to tune into Caviar Dreams. My job. And wait, say hi to Mart Sr. Say hi to Lexi. Say hi to Joe.
Bella, how cute is she? Don't you love her? I know you're not a dog lover, but this dog's number one.
Listen, I don't mind my Bella. Bella and I have come a long way, my dear.
I know. Bella's team David. All right. Love you. Thanks. Thank you.
Love you. Keep in touch and we'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.